Page 40, measure number 24-405, Marion County, referred to the people by the Board of Commissioners concerning recreational marijuana businesses outside of cities in Marion County. Question, shall recreational marijuana businesses, producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers be allowed in unincorporated areas of Marion County outside of cities? Summary, Marion County adopted Ordinance Number 1358, referring to county voters the question whether to allow recreational marijuana businesses, recreational marijuana producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers in unincorporated areas of Marion County outside of city limits. This ballot measure asks you to answer that question. A yes vote allows recreational marijuana businesses in unincorporated Marion County. A no vote does not allow recreational marijuana businesses in unincorporated Marion County. The outcome of this measure will not affect an individual's right to possess or use marijuana under Oregon law. This ballot measure does not affect the separate ballot measure concerning medical marijuana businesses in unincorporated areas of Marion County outside of city limits. The ordinance and this ballot measure do not affect whether recreational marijuana businesses will be allowed inside the city limits of any city in the county, as that decision is up to the city council and voters of each city. Explanatory statement, approval of this measure would allow the establishment of recreational marijuana producers, grow sites, processors, wholesalers, and retailers in areas of Marion County that are outside of cities. In 2014, Oregon voters approved ballot measure 91, which, among other things, includes provisions providing for a variety of state-licensed recreational marijuana businesses. In 2015, the Oregon legislature passed a law that allows for a county governing body to adopt an ordinance that prohibits the establishment of any one or more categories of recreational marijuana businesses in unincorporated areas of the county outside of city limits. If a county governing body adopts such an ordinance, it must submit the ordinance to the electors of the county for approval at the next statewide general election. The governing body of Marion County has adopted an ordinance prohibiting the establishment of recreational marijuana producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers in unincorporated areas of Marion County outside of city limits. As a result, the governing body of Marion County has referred this measure to the voters of Marion County. A yes vote allows recreational marijuana businesses, producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers in unincorporated Marion County outside of city limits. A no vote does not allow recreational marijuana businesses in unincorporated Marion County outside of city limits. The outcome of this measure will not affect an individual's right to possess or use marijuana under Oregon law. This ballot measure also does not affect the separate ballot measure concerning medical marijuana businesses in unincorporated areas of Marion County outside of city limits. The ordinance and this ballot measure also do not affect whether recreational marijuana businesses will be allowed inside the city limits of any city in the county, as that decision is up to the city council and voters of each city. John Latimer, Chief Administrative Officer, Marion County. No arguments were submitted in opposition to measure 24-405. Page 41. An argument in favor of 24-405, a yes vote to allow recreational marijuana businesses, producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers in unincorporated Marion County will allow us to reap substantial economic benefits by sharing in the tax revenue generated by recreational cannabis sales around the state of Oregon. Herbal Remedies, a dispensary located in unincorporated Marion County, has a projected revenue of $6 million and would pay $1.5 million in state taxes for 2017 alone. Voting no would force them to lay off their 20 employees and lose the huge investment their family and friends have made in their business. Marion County would lose $200,000 in 2017 alone from Herbal Remedies' taxed income. As of July 31, 2016, the Oregon Department of Revenue processed $25.5 million in marijuana tax payments. The revenue is distributed as follows: 40% to schools, 20% to cities and counties allowing recreational marijuana, 20% to mental health, Drug and Alcohol Treatment Services, 15% to the Oregon State Police, and 5% to the Oregon Health Authority. Marion County's cannabis business ban excludes us from sharing these benefits from this growing revenue. If cannabis businesses must turn to other counties, we lose further economic investment and new jobs. Whitney Economics projects Marion County could lose $110 million in economic activity because of the ban this year alone. At a time when our school's infrastructure face massive expenses to overhaul, lead pipes contaminating our children's drinking water, and good jobs are few and far between, recreational marijuana business is a much-needed economic boon to help alleviate our financial burdens and inject income into struggling households. If Marion County voters support marijuana businesses will support Marion County voters. Vote yes. This information furnished by Genevieve Sheridan, Chapter Chair, OCBC, Salem. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here on page 41 are some frequently asked questions. What if I make a mistake on my ballot? If you make a mistake, draw a line through the entire measure, response, or candidate's name. You can then make another choice if desired. See voting instructions on page 7. What if I change my mind after I turn in my ballot? Your ballot has been cast as soon as you deposit it in the mail or at a ballot drop site. After that, you cannot receive a new ballot. What if I don't vote on everything on the ballot? Your ballot will be counted. What if I don't sign my return envelope? You will be notified by mail to come in and sign your ballot by November 22nd. What if I don't receive my ballot? If you are a registered voter and don't receive your ballot within 5 days after they're mailed out, call us at Marion County Elections, 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388, TTY TDD number 503-588-5610, or email elections@co.marion.or.us. Can I vote? You are eligible to register and vote if you are an Oregon resident, you are a U.S. citizen or will be a U.S. citizen before Election Day, you are 18 years old by Election Day, new registrations must be completed and postmarked by October 18, 2016. You need to update your registration if you move or change your mailing address, you change your name, you wish to change your party affiliation. What if I've moved? If you are currently registered to vote in Marion County but have moved within the county, you will need to update your registration by providing your current address to the elections office in writing and requesting that a ballot be mailed. What if I move from another Oregon county? If you have been registered in another county in Oregon but have moved to Marion County, you may still register and be eligible to vote a Marion County ballot. Voter registration forms are available at all election offices, state or county, U.S. post offices, public libraries, Oregon Department of Motor Vehicles offices, or www.oregonvotes.gov, where online voter registration is available.